God will fulfill God's promises, and already hidden signs of that fulfillment abound. On that great day, there will be dismay, perplexity, confusion, and terror. But God's people shall be given strength to stand boldly and receive God's promised redemption. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree with all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighted down by dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our hope, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hope. Hope, our theme of the first candle this morning on our Advent wreath. Hope. Hope, a common word that we frequently use within our day-to-day language, at least I know I do, and in my own thinking, and trying to pay attention to that word this week, I come upon it much more than I actually realize. But a lot of those hopes come in the form of, I hope it, I make it to my meeting on time. I hope I start to feel better. I hope that I get an A or a promotion. I hope that so-and-so can get through this troubled time. Hope. But as Christians, hope takes on a much different meaning. It looks a lot differently for us as Christians. A hope as a Christian goes beyond ourselves. In our text today, hope does not jump off the page, especially in our gospel lesson. When we hear these words, I think the emotion, the feeling that comes to most people's minds is one of fear, one of anxiety, one of something that might sound like, oh crap, this sounds like today. In verse 34, Jesus says, "Be on guard so that your hearts are not worried down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that they catch you unexpectedly like a trap." But they do. They do. Worries are always sneaking up behind us and kicking us in the bottom, overwhelming us, whether it be things that go on in our own individual lives, in our families, within our city, our state, our nation, our world, even within the galaxy. These worries continually sneak up and bombard us, trying to cause us to fear, to freeze in fear, to seek that immediate gratification, that quick fix, or maybe even to numb the pain with some sort of device. Brothers and sisters, this is the reality of our world today, and this is the reality that has been going on in all of time. We see this despair in our Jeremiah text, these people who are in exile. We see it in the epistle lesson for Thessalonians as these people seek faith. And we see it especially in our gospel lesson at the end here as Jesus nears his pending death. Fear. And when we seek out hope in the midst of these fears, our hope, when rooted in structures, when our hope is rooted in safety, our hope is rooted in sustainability, only leads to more despair. It only increases our angst. It only drives more fear. True hope is of God, brothers and sisters. True hope is of God. And when we see these things taking place, as we hear in verse 28, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. We need not fear the end, brothers and sisters. The end is our hope. The end is our hope. God is present. God has defeated the end. There is no end in God. And when we feel that despair, when we feel hopeless, this is when God shows up. God shows up in our time, in our most difficult times, in our times of distress. As he promises in this verse, the kingdom of God draws near. It draws near to you and me. It draws near to all those who are in need of hope. Because hope is for all. Hope is for the death and the dying. Hope is for those who have been ravaged by natural disasters. Hope is for those who have been bombarded by tear gas. Hope is for the abused, for the hungry, for the rejected. There isn't a soul on this earth that hope is not for, because that is who our God is. God shows up in distress. God does that for all of humankind, and God does it through you and through me. In Jeremiah, when these people in their exile, in their imprisonment, lamenting over what has become, whether they've deserved it or not, God shows up and promises to rise up a branch within them. In the church in Thessalonica, God shows up through the prophet Paul with prayers of hope and promise, assuring them that faith is a journey. It's something that not yet has ended, and that Paul's prayers are with them, that God's presence might be felt with them as they journey in that together. God shows up, in the words of Jesus Christ, to his disciples in words of comfort. In their own chaotic disaster that they soon experience as Jesus is tortured and killed, God shows up, empowers them through the Holy Spirit that they might go on and spread that message of hope. Hope, brothers and sisters, comes through you and me, through the Holy Spirit. That is what Advent is about. Advent isn't about what God is going to do in spite of us, or about waiting to be saved. Advent is a season about what God is going to do and continually does through each and every one of us, within each and every one of us, to save the world until He comes again. That inbreaking of the kingdom, the coming of Christ that we so wait and anticipate, is here today and now. And God uses each and every one of us as those instruments. God gives to this world unlimited hope, unlimited possibilities, using us as restorative agents of justice and peace, of forgiveness and reconciliation, of love and grace. God has compassion for all, especially for those who continue to suffer. God has compassion, especially for those who suffer. And we are called to do the same. So yes, there will be an end. This world will end as we know it. And with the end comes judgment, but also comes redemption. Let this be a message of cheer. Let this be a message of hope. News that we can carry with us. News that we share with our brothers and sisters today as a gift of God. And tomorrow anticipate standing in the presence of Christ Himself. Whether that is physically tomorrow or another tomorrow, that is the hope we anticipate, the hope we cling to. Where is that hope in the midst of your own lives? Where is that hope in the midst of devastation we see throughout the world and even in our own nation? Can you see it? Can you see it? May we stand with our heads lifted up in confidence, because redemption is near. Redemption of Christ our Savior is here for you, for me, for all. Jesus doesn't promise that this will all disappear and that we can escape from the pain, the fear, the awfulness that happens within our world. Jesus promises to live through it with us. Jesus lives through that pain and suffering. Jesus is standing amongst those who are in deep agony and pain. God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. This message of Advent, this message of hope, Emmanuel is all we need. Amen.